We're the reason they put speakers in your car.
Why don't you get it by now? Tell me what you learned in grade school. Give it to me like you want it. Did you forget?
It's the Bobby Dallas Show.
Why is our love at once started? It should really be given to
you. New intro, who this?
Fill you up and leave me empty. Baby, was that my mistake?
Let's go.
Covering these feelings. Going through changes.
Let's go.
So mad right now, I can't even think straight. So I'ma just tweet it and delete it.
You hear me?
Knowing you won't read it before we get too far.
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dallas. And today I have a bonus, like, special episode, man. It's audio only. You know what I'm saying? So this one you'll have to catch on all the platforms that you can listen to podcasts on. Today it's going to be a great episode, man. I got one of the great storytellers that I've met so far in the podcasting world, Darling Nikki, on with me today, the host of In Bed with Nikki. How you doing tonight, Darling Nikki?
I'm doing good.
That's what's up, man. Good. I kind of ran into you on Twitter, man, and I was looking at and reading your dad jokes you always put on Twitter, and they have me laughing every day, man. So,
well, thank you.
Once I seen those, I was like, she got this kind of sense of humor, I guess. So I got to listen to a podcast. That's funny, man. So has there been any of those kind of dad jokes that you've ever put on Twitter that has just like went viral, or just somebody just couldn't let go of?
Not yet. No. But I have been told that I'm the queen of dad jokes now, especially with the pictures. I think that's what helps. I think that's what helped my reign there.
Yeah. They keep your attention, man. That's what that's what's up, man. So you are the host of In Bed with Nikki podcast.
Yes.
Tell me about your podcast and how you came up with the idea of storytelling.
I am a phone sex operator. And I have been for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And over the 15 years, I've heard just about everything. I don't say everything now, because as soon as I say everything, we all know what happens.
Something happens.
Exactly.
You can't run away from that.
No. But a friend of mine who is a professional podcaster said I really should run with it. And it took me 9 months to come up with my idea. And one day I was like, in the tunnel of YouTube land, like all of us get into, and over to the side, and I'm thinking you're about my age. Yeah. So you might remember the show, Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah. That was on Cinemax, wasn't it? Or Showtime.
Showtime. Yeah. There was that one. And then there was something Hotline or something like that.
Yeah. I remember. Oh, you were a nasty little freak.
So,
I remember them. Yeah. Them Showtimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I got my idea was, you know, I'm sitting on all these emails, all these confessions, and from day in to day out, I hear, you probably have never heard this. And I have. And 99.9% of the time I have. And they're not alone. And I thought, what better way to show everybody out there? Because we all have that something special or something secret in our sexual closet that we're not willing to share, or not, we don't know how to explore, or afraid to explore. And, you know, maybe our partner, or we don't have a partner that's not willing to explore it with us. And this is to show that we all have them and it's okay. And maybe if I was just now starting to get emails from people saying, thank you so much for making me feel like it's okay to want to do A, B, C, and D. And maybe, it, you know, and thank you so much for making me feel it's okay to be sexual. And it's interesting because I'm getting these from countries that are very sexually, it's not okay to lust after a woman or lust after a man, and they don't know what to do with these feelings, but they're telling me, thank you so much for putting it out there and make me feel okay to want to lick a clit or suck a cock or whatever their desire is.
That's cool though, man, to help an individual open up their sexuality like that. I mean, like, that's beneficial for every relationship, you know.
Oh yeah,
all of that kind of stuff, you know. And people like me, man, been married 20 years. Sometimes you have to hear certain things or you have to see certain things in order to know in the back of your mind it's okay.
It is. And it's not an advice show. I don't want anybody to think that. It's actually, people send me emails. They can send them directly or anonymously to me and I read them. And that's exactly what it is. And after I get done reading them, I kind of give my point, or if it's, it like for you and your wife, if it's something you and your wife have done, I may approach it and show, you know, give you kudos and then give examples of what other couples could do, because there are a variety of rainbow of different couples out there, as we know.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So, like, is there specific days or something like that, that you have your followers and listeners like email you in on certain topics or something, or they just randomly email you?
Randomly email me. They can email me any day of the week they want, but yeah. It's random emails. I might wake up with 10 in my mailbox and go, oh, okay.
Yeah. That's pretty cool though, man. That's pretty cool. Like, that's kind of, honestly, that's kind of something that I've always been intrigued by, like being able to have people trust me enough to want to help them with their situation, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's awesome. I like that shit. That's pretty cool.
Well, when they send me the confession, that's one thing I make very clear. Even though if you go in and give me fake names and fake places, I go in and change them again. Yeah. So the names I do use and the places I do use, or if I do leave the place in the email or the letter, they're changed. So you're not going to know who they're from. And that's the point. And I even say that in the opening of my show, I could be reading from anybody. I could be reading from a person across the street. Your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, your bank teller, anybody in your life.
That's true.
So that's what this is all about. It's sex is all around us and we all want it. We all are desiring it. And sometimes, you know, we desire something a little different. And sometimes it's, you know, like this episode that I air on Wednesday, it's kind of a little kinky, because I will kink it up just a little bit because it is Halloween.
Okay. Man, that's pretty cool, man. So all right. So be that the case, then, has there ever been like a specific story that you may have come across and you told on your show, and the story was so intriguing or it fascinated you so much that it just won't leave? Like, when you're just sitting around, just hanging out, or you're just sitting in your house chilling, you just keep referring back to that story. It just keeps coming back to you. Not nothing bad, but just something that you have read and just was like, wow, that was just an awesome story.
Yes, actually there is. And I always say this one. It was about a glory hole.
Oh, wow.
So when I say glory hole, what do you think?
I already know what that is. That's what is it? The guys on the opposite side of like the wall with the hole in the wall.
Well, it's man or woman, but yeah. Well,
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I seen the fantasy house, the Czech. It's called. Mm-hmm.
Czech's. That's big right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the kind of glory hole, like what you were saying, as far as like the woman. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I love those videos. I ain't gonna lie. I love those damn videos for real.
So, In this particular story, and maybe that's the one I should read. You can clip that out. But it goes on and it says it from a different point of view.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, he goes on to say how it could be anybody. He makes it, I would say, almost romanticizes about it. But, you know, as you were saying, you think of the glory hole, like the Czech place, or, you know, or the horrible, you know, old movies the gas station behind the game store, behind, you know, the horrible, nasty places. But he actually put a spin on it. And I'm like, now, see, I just want to go see this place. I don't want to participate, but I want to see this place because it just sounded so suave and sexy. And it was very, very, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that always stuck with me, the way he described it. Not only just the place, but who could be behind that? You don't know if it's a male or female, or if it's a wife or a husband, right. or, right. you know, you don't know. And it's like, you know, you really don't know who's behind that curtain or that wall. And I mean, think about it. If you had your dick sticking out of a hole, you could have your technically your mother-in-law sucking you off and not know it.
And not know it. Yeah.
And not know it.
that's kind of like intriguing. At his best, man, like real talk, like that's like, damn, because I guess that's if that's the case, that's kind of what it is. Like you think to yourself, who could it be? You know, that's the whole aspect of the whole thing. If it's for one of those type of situations where you're like just going out and it's a swinger party or some crazy shit like that, then yeah, you know.
But if you're also there, think about it this way, though. If you're also there, you can be somebody you want it to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe be the woman you see at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's
or,
true.
That's you true. Know, so it's same kind of thing with the things, the letters that I read. It can be any, but from anybody. So yeah. I guess you could kind of say almost I'm a glory hole reader. No.
That's funny.
I never thought of it that way till now.
I like that. That's funny. Okay. So, all right. Well, tell me this then. Has there ever been an instance where you jumped on your show, right?
Uh-huh.
And you told a story, but the story was actually one of your own or a live experience that you had, but just said that it was from somebody that was anonymous?
No. If it's my story, I tell.
Okay. That's what's up. I mean, but do you think like there would ever be a time where you felt like not necessarily ashamed, but like, I wonder what people would think and say, you know, cause you couldn't tell if it was good or bad from whatever the situation was that you were in, you know, and with you being, you know, what you're into as far as, your stories and everything.
I know once it wasn't sexy, but it was funny to me. And I thought, nobody's going to think this is funny.
Right.
And I was on a vacation one day, and it was, we were in Costa Maya, and we were coming back. We were on a cruise and we were coming back on board. And I remember, and as we all know, tequila is water down in Mexico.
Absolutely. You hear me?
So we're getting on board and I'm waiting for the elevator, and behind me, I hear, and you know, she's a rather loud woman.
Yeah.
I have the bartender's penis. And I'm like, do I look behind me? And I kid you not, she had like this 12-inch like wooden dildo. And I'm telling the story, and I'm thinking nobody's gonna like this story. And I've gotten so many comments. Oh my God, I heard the bartender being a story. So yeah, she was so loud. I was two decks above her. She got off, and then I went up two decks. You could still hear, I have the bartender's being. It was, oh my God.
Oh my God, that is.
But horrible. I was thinking. So then my second thought was, as I'm going up in the elevator, listening to her talk about this bartender's penis, it's wooden. I'm thinking, wait a minute. I really hope she's not going to go use that thing, because that would be painful to get splinters out.
Oh my God. Oh, I hate to even think that. Oh, that would be horrible. Oh my God. That would be horrible. Oh, no.
Because I don't think they sell condoms that big in Mexico.
Oh, man. That is horrible. Oh, my God. You can't help but laugh, though.
Like, I know, right?
Like, that's what your ass get. You shouldn't even be. You shouldn't have been so stupid, lady. You know? Oh, my God. That is funny. Oh
yeah.
That is funny. Okay. All right, so as we move forward from the ironclad cooch, we're going So we know you like to read stories, okay? And they are stories that are given to you, consensually given to you from your listeners and your followers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, take us into one. Let's see what you're working with.
Oh, geez. Let's see here. I was going to find that glory hole one, but I couldn't pull it up fast enough. So you'll have to. If I find it, I'll do another one for you.
Oh, my God.
I think you would enjoy it, though, because it is a definitely a. It, I enjoyed it so much, and it's one that everybody asks me what's my favorite one. It's that one, just because of the way he goes in to describe it, because the way we all watch porn, we all know what we see in a glory hole, and it just changed my perspective of, not that I would go still participate, but it was interesting seeing somebody describe it outside the box in a different manner. So that's why it's always stuck with me.
Well, I tell you what, that's your story and you stick to it, because my story now is this lady with this damn wig. I know, the wig. All I can see is her on Sex Put Me in the ER, and she's on and she on the slab, and they got her legs out.
Could you imagine? How did you get the splinters? I just would have said Mexico. That would have been my answer.
Oh, my Mexico. God. Oh, Mexico. My God. Hey, that's funny as hell. Oh, my God. That is a funny story to me.
It's like one time I drank too much tequila in Mexico, and the person I was with, I fell and on the concrete, and I scraped up my knee pretty bad. I mean, it was one of those bad bumps that I had too much tequila in me, so I wasn't feeling it, but I definitely was going to feel it the next day.
Right.
And everybody goes, oh, my God, what happened? And I was like, I fell. And they're like, no, you got bit by a shark. So then after everybody started passing me, they're like, oh, my God, what happened? I went, shark bite.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, so man. I started telling everybody, I got bit by a shark.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. See, that wouldn't ride with me, because I can't swim anyway. So everybody would.
Oh, Bobby, we got to get you in the ocean.
Yeah, man. I've been to Virginia Beach. I've been to Orange Beach. Man, I've been to a few different places, man, where they got, you know, ocean and big rivers and lakes and stuff. But, I'm just not.
Yeah, but we got to get you into the warm Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm just not a water guy. I'm too fat and I can't swim. Fuck that. I keep myself where I need to be, and that's on land. Oh, man. But so I'm really intrigued here. Tell me. So let's hear one of your situations, man. I really want to hear one of your stories. Cause I listened to a couple of your episodes, and I really like how you present, you know, the situations inside the stories on your episode.
Okay. So I had to take a drink of water. Sorry.
Okay.
So let's see here. This was a shorter one that sometimes if I get really short ones, they might stay to the side until I need something between longer ones. And this one's about a meaty one. This one would probably end up in a show. I just haven't aired it yet.
Okay.
So you're getting something brand new. How about that?
Exclusive. Some buttons or bells or something.
I know, right? Dear Nikki, I ran an ad looking for a woman just and wanted to get their pussy licked. A woman responded and invited me to come to her house. When I got there, she was wearing lingerie with no panties. She led me to the bedroom. I got down and got right to it. She had a great big clit that you could suck. I sucked on that pussy for probably about an hour. She invited me back. This time, she let me get down to my underwear. And while I was sucking on her clit, she said, are you playing with yourself? I said, yes. And she just said, just concentrate on me. I'll take care of you later. So I'm back to work. After a while, she said, now you can take off your panties. She turned around, and we started to 69, and then she asked me to use her dildo on her while I was sucking her clit. She came several times and said, you want your cock in my pussy? And then she bent over the bed, and I fucked that pussy. I'm going to play with her again tomorrow, and I can't wait. John.
Oh, wow. I like that, man. I wish I had an applaud button on this. I got to get a new host here. Shit.
So this is where, after I read it, I would say, well, John. So, and then I would probably ask him questions out loud. Like, you know, did you get in trouble? Did you, the next time you were with her, did you guys use that as punishment if you played with yourself? Where you know, was that part of a punishment play kind of thing? Okay. Or did you know beforehand that it was supposed to be all about her? And how did those negotiations with? And then I would turn it to my listeners and I would say, well, why don't we just direct it to you, Bobby?
Wow.
If you were with a woman, with a big, big clit that you could suck for an hour, would you get caught playing with yourself?
Probably both. All of the above, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, yeah. So, and also we got to remember that there are women, and then I would say ladies, do you play with your pussy while you lick a pussy? And gentlemen, when you have his dick way down your throat, are you stroking your cock?
Yeah, I like that. That's a great delivery, man. I like that. That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, I see you, Nikki. Oh, shit. I see you, Nikki. That's what's up, man? Yeah, hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, it's the Bobby Dollar Show, man. We here with darling Nikki from In Bed with Nikki podcast, and she just did a reading for us, man. Hey, that was awesome, man. Like, you know, sometimes back in the day when I was coming up, before my wife, before she became my wife, and then right after she became my wife, we used to go to these little stores and get books, and mm-hmm. the books would be really small, but they would have tons of stories in them, and we really used to love reading the stories. Like,
why'd you stop?
I don't know. We both just got busy. You know, she get tied up into her work and I get tied up in mine, but we have our moments. You know, we have our moments that
you should go back to it. Reading to somebody, even if it's something small, is, if you think back to it, you know, your parents read to you, and I don't mean to make that connection with it,
No,
but it's such a very intimate act for a couple. Yeah. To even if it's, I mean, because think when you read, you lay, you know, you're soothing your voice, and if she has her head on your chest, or if you're just listening to her, and it's a part of connecting, and you know, maybe you just read a chapter for the night, and
yeah.
I mean, it's a very calming and it's another way to connect with your partner, another way to say I got you, we're in this together. There's so much that you can do as a love language, and reading is one of them.
Yeah, reading is awesome, man. It really mm-hmm. is. And we used to read a lot of novels and shit like that too. Like, my mom is like the bookstore. She got tons, I'm talking about hundreds of books at our house, and we would just go over there and check out books and just read them and stuff. So yeah, like, you're right, man. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing, man. And then I don't know, I mean, I guess like you say, man, just when you're sharing that moment like that, it's worth it. It's all good, you know. It's worth it. It really is.
You know what you need to do? You need to go get those, and there are websites. You can go to Literotica, actually. And they have short stories.
Yeah.
Why don't you read her a dirty story, Bobby?
It needs to happen. It absolutely
just think about
needs
it. Just think about it. If you're reading the story, uh-huh. like if that I was reading, say this one got a little more detailed than what it did.
Yeah.
Like, it went into really describing how she was getting her clit sucked and really, really getting into it, and how he fingered her and how he did all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, she'd be squirming.
Yeah.
And then think about it. If she's squirming, she might be reaching over there and stroking you.
Yeah.
Come on now, Bobby.
Look, hey, after we get our age, and as long as we've been married, man, anything is.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
See, you're my age.
Yeah. So, you know, shit, after.
If I'm masturbating four times a day, that woman is too. Now, get your book out and start reading to her. I'm telling you, if you these small little things, you know, men complain, well, my wife's not into sex. Well, and the same kind of thing, and women are that way too. But I'm telling you, Bobby, pull out a sexy story.
Yeah, that's
go read to her.
So, well, with that, okay. So tell me this then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
With all the stories that you've read, and from all the stories from the people that send them to you and everything, has there ever been a time that you read one and wanted to kind of like hang out with the people that wrote it, or video chat or some shit like that?
Well, since it's done anonymously, yes and no. There was one that was, there's been two written about me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
On the show. I'm starting to get those, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, where are you? And right. Of course, I'm on this kick where I'm catching the attention of all the UK men. And I'm like, why are you over on the fucking side of the other goddamn lake? Yeah. This isn't helping.
Man, and it's always like that, right?
I know, right? So, when I'm started getting those, and I'm like, well, yeah, you can tie me up that way. Sure. You know, but it is. And like, I was on vacation yeah. and it was an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
So I got to meet with, I hung out with two swinger couples, two polyandry couples, but they were, there's polyandry and there's polyamory.
Right.
And polyandry is male, male, female.
Right, right.
Okay. And then I got to hang out with a newly engaged open couple and two bisexual guys. And I had the best time because what you're just asking is kind of what I got to do. I got to, you know, it was so nice being within my tribe and hearing and talking and being able to talk sex and the new kink, yeah, you know, kinks that are out there and the new toys that are out there and being able to, yeah, you get to actually just have an adult conversation about these things when most people won't even come near it. And the couple that got married, they asked us all to come watch them consummate their marriage.
Oh, wow. Are you serious? Yeah,
I'm dead serious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Uh-huh. Now, the rules were we weren't allowed. They didn't want like a free-for-all, like gangbang, like you see on, you know, the porn. It wasn't like that at all. It was more voyeuristic than anything, but it was, you could tell they didn't really realize we were there. But
right.
You know, by 2 minutes into it, they'd forgotten the whole
room. Toned everybody out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, wow. That's crazy. I mean, I bet you that was probably something like a story for the ages though.
Yeah. I touch on it a bit. I get the hiccup. Sorry. On my show.
Yeah.
But I don't go into great detail because they didn't know what I did until the last night. And I wanted to be honest with everybody. And I didn't use any names, so nobody knows who they are except for the people that were there.
Right.
Okay. And the funny thing about it was one night we all sat around the bar and having drinks, and someone brought out Cards Against Disney. I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah, I seen your post, your tweet.
Yeah, yeah. I cleaned house.
okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. So I was playing that with them, and they were like, "How does Miss Innocent clean house with us?" And then when I told them, they were like, "You held out on us."
Oh wow!
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That is crazy. So, is there anybody like in your city that know who you are, or like that's caught you on your podcast or something like that?
You know, it's funny. You know how you, an anchor, you can go in and break down the state? Because you and I are in the same state.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who my number one city is?
Who is that?
Jefferson City.
Oh, wow. Are you
serious? I know. I'm dead serious.
Oh, wow. And nobody even knows.
No. Well, I have my best friend here, but that's it. That's
Damn.
It. And you saw, I'm like, oh, so like 9% of my Missouri listeners are in my town, and then St. Louis is next. So yeah, there you go.
That is crazy, man. Oh my God. Well, tell me though. So, but why the secrecy though? Like, why keep it all under wraps like that? I mean, I understand if it's a thing like where I don't want nobody to know because I don't want to be in harm's way. Or is it just like a gimmick? Like you just want to make sure that my voice is the only thing heard?
Well, it's not a gimmick. Okay. Think of it this way. When people are confessing something, it's like it is technically like confession, like a Catholic Church confession.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the veil there. You can, you know, you can confess in front of the priest or you can have the veil.
I got you.
Whatever's there. So if they were to see me, it's that one step close to reality. This way, one step removed, and me reading it, I can be any person to read. They say they're lusting after this perfect woman, and she wouldn't give them two times a day. I can be that person.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for my full career. I've never used my own photos or anything, but I will be honest. I've been toying with the idea of getting some done, but not showing my face still.
Yeah.
Because if I'm anonymous, that means you're anonymous. And I like to keep it that way. It's the whole build up. It's, I can be anything and you can be anybody. And you know, when I'm reading the stories, just think about it this way. I'm also picturing something else or somebody else.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes plenty of sense. Okay. Well, you know, when you do your cards and your marketing and everything, if it's faceless, that's good, but you've already had so many, pictures and stuff that aren't you that nobody would know if it was anyway.
I know, right?
Yeah, you know, so like if there's no determinant, like a scar or something that somebody has seen every day and say, hey, wait a minute, man, I know that's a birthmark. I know who that is, you know?
So right.
If it's nothing like that, then, you know.
Well, right now, there's still part of me that touches the vanilla world. And, you know, it's funny when I tell people what I do and there's two reactions, actually three, and you'll get some that quickly want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the ones that go, oh God, that's really cool. And this has actually happened to me. We're like, oh my God, I'd love for you to come for girls' weekend and just for my friends to meet you.
Yeah.
And then they ghost you.
Right.
And they absolutely actually treat you like a leper. And then there are the ones that I actually have two really good girlfriends in my life that actually know and just they think it's great. They think it's awesome. And one of them, she's quite vanilla where she supports me, but we don't really talk about it. So it's kind of weird. Right. But then there's the other one. She's all up in it. She was like, what stories did you get? So she'll listen and she always goes, I can't believe that's you.
Right.
And she's like, I know it's you, but oh my gosh, you're really good at what you do. And yeah, you know, she's really good.
She's living vicariously. That's what.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Cause she has a very, 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 very vanilla job. So we have to, it's funny. Sometimes she'll call me from work and she'll go, okay, we have to Switzerland our talk, which is code word for, I can't say cock, dick, shit. You know, I can't. So one day I called her and she called me and we were talking and she was like, so what's going on? What's the next story? And I was like, well, like this one, I would say, well, this guy really liked pudding, but he also liked the big chocolate chip in the pudding. So he liked to suck on the chocolate chip. So that's how.
Oh, no, man.
You know what I'm saying? We would just kind of work around it somehow still get.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the adventures. All the adventures. Oh my God. Hey, that's what's up, man. Oh wow. Okay, so do me and the listeners a favor, man. Like tell us about Nikki. Like, who is darling Nikki?
Well, first of all, thank you for calling me darling. You're the first one's ever called me darling on a show. So if you were to see me, I'm 5'2". Mm-hmm. I have dark violet hair.
Okay.
Green eyes. I'm curvy. So I'm not stick figure or anything. What I'm told is I have great fuck me hips.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Okay, yeah. that makes sense. It's kind of like, it's like now the voice is starting to make sense.
Yeah. I'm originally from Oklahoma, so occasionally you'll hear the twang come out.
Yeah.
It really comes out when I'm drunk though. So,
man, I'm a diehard Thunder fan. So I'm a Blue Alliance captain and everything. So
they moved in about the time I moved out. So
yeah.
Yeah. My dad was big into Thunder. I'm like, we never watched a fucking basketball game in my entire life when we lived there. What the hell's wrong with you? So but I love sports. I grew up on OU, OSU football.
Yeah.
You know, baseball, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's this time of year is kind of hard for me because as we both know, Missouri just doesn't.
Nah.
I can't get into Mizzou shit.
Right.
I hear M-I-Z and I say, fuck you. I don't get it. I don't. It's just, it's not the same. It's funny. You go 6 hours across the border and it's as big as what I usually tell people. If you were to give the Cubs and the Cards one game a year,
yeah,
that's as big as it is back home. I mean, you know that OU, OSU football's on TV. It pretty much shuts down.
That's true. Yeah. That's kind of, I always looked at it like, what's the TV show? Friday Night Lights.
That's
how I looked at it. Yeah,
it's that big down there. Yeah, people don't understand it, but oops, sorry, my thing came in. People don't understand it, but it definitely It's big down there. And, you know, so this time of year, I kind of get nostalgic and miss it, but then I'm like, I'm over it. So.
Hey, well, that's a good glimpse into Nikki though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so yeah, I'm very laid back. I like my whiskey. Yeah. Woodford is my choice, as you'll hear when, if you listen, pull up a show, I always start it and describe a glass of whiskey. Woodford with a filthy cherry. And in filthy cherry, it's not a sexual innuendo. I'm going to be very clear on that. Everybody thinks it is. It's not. Filthy is a brand of condiments for drinks.
Okay.
They make olives and things like that. They have this thing with these Italian cherries, and they're dark and they're in a syrup. So there you go. It's not anything sexual at all. But
I got you. Okay. That makes
sense.
I
got you. Yeah, I'm very, very low key. Everybody thinks I'm very high maintenance. I'm not. I would rather a road trip to a good winery, or, you know, even just a good road trip out back. I drive a Jeep.
Yeah.
I'm very girl next door. As the saying goes that some people say, it's the quiet ones.
Yeah.
And it's very, very true.
Yeah, that is. That is. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
That absolutely is. That's the truth, man. Like, I've ran into a whole lot of people, and everybody always say that them the ones you got to keep your eye on. They always say that, dude. Them quiet.
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep your eye on them quiet ones. They always say that. Yep. Always.
Well, I think the quiet ones, we live in our head a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've mentally prepared ourselves, or we've mentally maybe gone places that we want to go. And it's kind of like sometimes we give ourselves a mental pep. But also, we are very observers too, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like on an interview, I was asked, and it won't air anytime soon, but I was asked what was the best come on. And it wasn't direct.
Yeah.
But I was at a bar because I do not like lines. I am not a girl. I can be very tacky when it comes to lines.
Right.
Please just be honest and just come up and say hello. That's what a real woman wants, is just be a man and come say hello.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yourself,
exactly. And he was sitting across the room, and I was wearing a low cut top. And I don't mean what the girls would call low cut. I'm talking classy, you know, leaves enough to the imagination, boys, but shows enough too. And I caught him checking my cleavage out. And I thought, okay, let's see where this goes. And I wasn't really, I had him off in my peripheral vision. And I just kind of started running my finger along my top.
Yeah.
And I caught him following my finger. So eventually I took my finger up past my tits to my décolleté and then to my mouth. And then he caught my eye. And in that split second, I thought, if he looks away and blushes, that's it. I'm not interested. And he raised his glass and winked.
Hell no.
And he bought me a drink. And I was like, he's in. That was sexy as fuck.
That was the one right there, right?
That's sexy as fuck to me. Because he owned it, you know? Yeah. So that was what was sexy as fuck. And he didn't use a line. He didn't, you know, make it crass or anything else. He was just very sexy and very suave about it. And that just caught my attention, yeah.
Right. No, so. I'm sorry. It's just I'm right here. Yeah, that's what's up. I like that. That's pretty cool, man. Well, hey, that's what's up, man. I mean, like, you'll be surprised, because some women are very different. Like, with the way things are right now and the way society is right now, some women are, oh, my God, he's looking at my boobs. I can't believe this. Jesus Christ, get your phone out. We got to take a picture of this guy. I can't believe this shit. You know, like you can't even address, like, some women I even have to say, man, look, I've been married 20 years. I am not interested in any of your issues or your baggage, man. Like, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got
enough. But here's the thing, you know, and I used to bother me as we were growing up, but I mean, things were way different.
Yeah.
But if you're going to put it out there, even a woman's going to go, what the fuck are you wearing, bitch? You know, it just screams desperation to me. It does. And I'm like, you know, and I'm all for don't get me wrong. If my man wants me to dress slutty for him in the house,
yeah,
I'm going to do it.
Hell yeah.
You know, I have no with wearing a short skirt that shows the crack of my ass.
Right.
You know, not a problem.
Yeah.
It's the fact that, you know, you can't play double-sided. You can't dress provocatively and expect to be treated like a nun.
Right. There you go. See, and that's the part that kind of like pushes us off a cliff.
And yeah. It's and not like, only that, the but then they want the attention too. But it's like, you might as well wear a sign and say, unless you're, you know, let's throw some measurements out here. Let's say 6'5", this color of skin, driving this type of car, making this amount of money, then I'm not interested and I'm wearing a, you know, a burqa, you know, or a right, potato sack yeah. deal. Don't even come up to me. And right. I don't understand that because a compliment's a compliment.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I know I always say thank you, even if it's a woman hitting on me and I'm not into women. Yeah. I have no problem saying thank you because it's a compliment, for God's sake, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's always a problem with reaching above your head, man. You can always end up getting hurt.
But I get it. You know, now women, you know, with the whole, this is probably going to be so much trouble, you know, scream male toxicity, I guess is the word if we're looking at, you know, I don't get it because I want a man.
Yeah.
But I think what we're trying to say is we're afraid that since we're out and like me, I run my own business.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to come in and tell me what to do, but I want a partner that's going to run beside me and be with me and know when I need help or if I ask for help, just don't take over.
Right, right. That makes
sense. You know, I think that's what we're genuinely afraid of is a man just coming in and taking over our life instead of saying that we're just, you know, confusing everybody and confusing ourselves in the process. But my definition of a man is not going to be the same as your wife's. Why? This one guy just gave you more one wife. Nice.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Sorry. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Trust me. A woman can juggle two men, but a man can't juggle two wives. No. It's like the guy from Sister Wives. I'm like, really? You want four?
Man. Are like, you nuts? On,
like I don't know. He has an ego that'll fill the man, Zeppelin balloon, you know?
That is absolute TV. It is absolute TV.
I'd have left. I'd have been like, fuck this shit. No.
I don't even want to think about that type of shit. I'm okay.
You know, so, you know, there's some women that do mind, that do want to submit like that, and that's their definition of a man,
right?
But you know, and that's just like your definition of the perfect woman for you is not going to be the, you know, the same to your friend or anything else like that,
right?
You know,
so
it's all in perspective on partnership and things like that. But I know when my father was, you know, he was the John Wayne Toten type of guy, so you know what? When I say that to people, they're like, oh, you want someone with toxic masculinity. And I'm like, I want a man. And I want a man to know that he's a man. And, you know, and I don't care if he's into anything other sexual that doesn't describe him as a typical man, because I don't believe in putting anybody in a box.
Yeah. Yeah. Let him be. You know? Just let life happen, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one thing I do explore in my show is, I do get a lot of questions of like, you know, I'm curious of what, as a man, what it feels like to stroke another cock or to suck a cock. Does that make me gay? Where if you ask any other show or anything else, it's yes. And I'm like, and I always ask the guy, well, do you want to go to the nearest club and see if you can find one to date? And he goes, no. And I'm like, then you're not gay. I said, if anything, you're sexually explorative. And that's great. I mean, why stop yourself if you're curious?
Right,
but I always tell somebody that curiosity is curiosity.
Yeah,
it's awesome never, it's him, just man. Like, it. Yeah. Well, it's like anything in life. Think about it though. If you think, oh, I want to go do this. Even any vacation as perfect as you think it's going to be. I mean, look at me. I was stuck in a taxi caught on fire in the middle of Mexico. Yeah. So,
I seen the pictures. That shit was crazy, man. Like,
but you know, so do you think when I imagined my vacation to Cancun that it had me on the side of a rope in a taxi cab that caught fire? No. So again, if you're going to go out and try certain sexual things, always remember it's never going to be perfect. So, you know, I always say, you know, sometimes your fantasy needs to stay just that.
Right.
Fantasy.
Right. Yeah. And just kind of like some things just deserve to stay inside of people's head.
Exactly.
You know, really, it does.
And there's nothing wrong. That's why there's strap-ons and that's why there's dildos and other things. So, you know, if you want to know what one feels like, go get one. And hell, even they're called action figures now. Real action figures, I think is what they're called. But they're just basically silicone sex toys, let's be honest.
Right.
And but yeah. I remember when they first came out, they were on Real Sex. And they were like $11,000.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was big in Las Vegas. And do you know now you can get them for like under like $800 now.
Oh, wow.
And the woman will moan. And I know back then they were perfecting the ejaculation of the dick. You actually could have something where when the woman's riding the dick, it would have fake sperm somehow, like lube or whatever. Oh yeah. And now they've even gone to perfect that, and I'm thinking, well, I guess that's safe sex.
Yeah, that's kind of overboard if you ask me, man. But I mean, to each his own. If that's, you know, if that's what make you happy, man, then so be it. Shit. You
know, technology has gotten so interesting. It was sex.
Yeah.
And you know, I never had a sex toy until I was 35, 36.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm sure you didn't pay $800 for it, though.
Fuck no. Actually, I had a regular buy it for me, so.
That's what I'm saying, man.
He bought it for me. It was $90. It was the Hitachi wand, the original.
Yeah.
It was on the Sex in the City. It actually was invented to be a back massager. A neck massager. It actually was marketed for that. It never took off. Well, Sex in the City actually used it as a vibrator because it broke, and she went back to Sharper Image and she was like, my vibrator broke. And he's like, that's not a vibrator, that's a neck massager. She goes, well, then my neck massager broke.
I think I remember that, man. My wife used to look at that all the time. I think I remember that.
So I had one of them. Well, one time when I was masturbating, I was like almost there, Bobby. I swear to God, I was almost there. And it started to smoke. The wire at the bottom, it was melting.
Oh, wow. That is crazy. Oh, no.
I was like, oh, shit. So, I finally started researching sex toys again. And Bobby, I have one you need to get your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready? It's a good investment. It's expensive, but it's a really good. You ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's called the Womanizer Premium.
Oh, wow.
It simulates oral sex. So here's the thing. And it can make me come in less than 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It uses... I'll send you pictures to it.
Man, send me the link. Yeah, send me the link to it. I want to see.
Yeah, but it actually uses air, like puffs of air like this.
Uh-huh.
Against our clit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and that's all it does. It's just a clit stimulator. And it sits there and you can go have different patterns. And what's great about it is most vibrators, once you turn them on, they're on.
Yeah.
This one, no. This one doesn't start until it actually attaches to the skin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So it actually will start once it touches the clit.
Like a heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I know. So you need, but they're around $160 to $190, depending on where you find it.
Yeah.
And, but it's a really good investment. And it's one of those that I was like, holy cow. And there's other ones out there that actually suck the clit. Yeah. I've never tried those yet.
Man, you just send me some links, man. That's once I get the links, then shit, I'm gonna make the moves after that.
I know. I was like, that you need to get that to her for Christmas. It's a special Christmas present. Just tell her I said hi.
Yeah.
Hey, tell her to send me a note what she thinks. That's all I want to know.
Yeah, the puff thing. That's pretty cool, man. I like
and
that.
And then
puff daddy.
Then
Diddy.
This is also what you need to get her a Lush 2. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's by Love Ends. And you can download this app to your phone, have her put it in, when you guys go to dinner.
Yeah.
And you can vibe her.
Okay, I've seen some videos like this on
YouTube. Now, here's the thing with those videos. I'm not very sensitive down there for me, so I don't believe what those girls can make them come hard like that. I don't. For me, it's an edger.
Yeah.
It will get me in the mood, keep me in the mood, keep me warm and ready, and it'll keep you right there. Not quite right on the edge where you're like teeter-tottering, like ready to come.
Yeah.
But it will keep you warm and ready, like, okay, I know where this is going. Like, you you could play with her for hours with it.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. That would be awesome. That would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what's even better with it that I would like to do, not with you, because you're married and you're happy. Right, Mrs. Bobby? He's very happy.
So far.
So what I've always wanted to do, because I've done this with a regular, but and since I have a texture fetish, audio and, you know, physical.
Yeah.
I would like to take it, and it looks like a sperm. So it's kind of like a little tomahawk head. So it's like got a rounded head.
Okay.
And it comes up, it bends, it'll bend however you want it to. And the button on top of the sperm, like the tail, that's how you turn it on. Yeah. But it like vibrates from tip to tip.
Oh.
So you can take like that tomahawk head and you can put it right under your ball sack where that sweet spot is.
Yeah.
And then I could take some Ace bandage, or your wife rather, and wrap it around your cock and balls.
Yeah.
And tape it into place.
Right.
And then she can take you to dinner and vibe you.
So the shoes on the other foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
they also have other toys, like, and if you're into anal, they do have an anal vibrator from Ben and that kind of thing. So,
right.
And you can vibe each other together.
Yeah. Well, that's, we leave that one for those type of guys. But for the most part, yeah, I get it, man. That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome, man. But yeah, so that's what's up, man. So that's kind of been educational too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man. Just like I said, all you had to do is just send me the links, man. Please don't forget. Just send me the links and I'll be able to make all the moves from there. But absolutely. So we are at the point of the episode where we have our famed question, the Bobby Dollar Show. Last question I ask every single guest that I have. And it's the exact same question.
Okay.
This question here is whatever you make it, man. However you feel, whatever you know, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Tell me and my listeners a short story about an experience, a person, a moment, a situation, a decision, anything, et cetera, that made you the woman that you are today.
It's about my dad. And he'll be gone a year, the Monday of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
My dad raised me. And I actually tell this story a lot, but it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And as a father raising a 16-year-old girl alone, yeah. I bet you can only imagine what the sex talk is.
Man.
Yeah. So one night, and actually I was quite older than this. I was around 17, 18. Mm-hmm. And I was dating somebody. And he would tell me little tidbits here and there, like if we would watch football or whatever. And he'd always say, you know, if you're with a man, you know, you don't have to like what they're into, like football or whatever, but you could be doing whatever you want. You could be reading a book. You could be sewing. You could be knitting. You could be doing anything. It's the fact that you're in the room with him.
Right.
Or, you know, and look up every once in a while and ask questions that shows you're interested, even though you may not even give a damn, you right, know, just, you know? you know, but it shows you're, you know, paying due, you're showing your interest and you're, you know, doing something or whatever, or if they're into, you know, cars and want to go to a car show, go with them. You may not care, but that's the biggest gift you can give somebody. And it really truly is with anything in life.
Yeah.
And then one day we were sitting there and he said, I want to tell you something. And I said, okay. He said, if you don't take care of your house and everything in it and be willing to decorate, redecorate and try new things.
Yeah.
Somebody will come along and take what you know, took for granted.
Yeah.
And that was my sex talk.
Wow.
So that has shaped me into my relationships. I am a very open woman. I'm willing to try anything. And I am a very much of a giver.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, I don't understand. I do think more, even though I'm very, very female, very feminine, and I may only own 3 pairs of shoes, flip-flops, more of them. I have 4. I have 1 great pair of black heels,
right.
2 pairs of flip-flops and tennis shoes. And that's the stock of my shoes, men. But I do own like 50 pairs of like sexy panties. So my thing is panties.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matter right there. That's it. No, nothing else matter.
I know, right? So, but the thing is, I don't mind rolling over and sucking your cock the first thing in the morning. I don't mind you giving you a quickie. I don't mind doing those things. But, you know, and one of the favorite things for me to do is, because, and that's just it. I will give 110%. I have no right. problem with that. It's, you know, also giving back. And I heard it best said on another show this morning, and it goes really for anything. You know, if I'm giving and you're not reciprocating, we have issues.
Right.
But that's me. I'm a giver. I want the guy I'm with to know that he can go out and look all he wants. And he may go, you know what? She'd look great bent over my bed, but I know I can go home right now and I can get my dick sucked and not have to negotiate a damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. And
that's it right there.
Yeah. And I have no problem doing that just because men are very more sexual than women. But I swear to God, I hit 38 and I'm 43 now, but I hit 38. I was like, so this is what it's like to be a 13-year-old with his hand around his cock all the time. Jesus fucking Christ.
Right. Hey, that's funny, man. Oh, wow. That's funny. Okay. Oh, man. So that's what it is.
Women, we hit our gentlemen, when we hit like early 40s, 38, you know, around there, it's like our sex drive takes off. So if you're treating us right, I'm telling you, you know, we're masturbating, we're wanting some, and you know, I know me, you know, if I have a guy right here, you know, you're going to be getting some, you know, you're going to be going, guys, I really need to hang out. She's wanting to fuck again. You're
man.
Come on, save me.
Hey, we got to make time, man.
Multitask, I know, right?
Multitask.
I read a story last week or the week before I left. And now that most, I don't know about up there in St. Louis, Jefferson City, we're not, but some places are still quarantined pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was about a husband and wife that are, you know, quarantined together working. And it goes into where he says, you know, don't mute your mic. And he crawls under the desk while she's at work.
Yeah.
And could you imagine, Bobby, you're working from home and your wife walks in with sexy lingerie and she starts sucking your dick while you're on a Zoom call with your boss?
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
Like this, you know, there was no visuals, but yeah, she tells you don't mute your mic.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That's one of my fantasies, by the way.
Yeah, hey, that'd be pretty cool, man. Like, it don't get no better than that, to be absolutely honest with you, because it's like you define our odds, man, and you just doing what you want to do when you feel like it, man. That's cool. That's always going to feel A1. Always.
Because I mean, that's one thing I don't understand, you know, with women that, you know, and I'm not picking on us. I'm really not. When I ask, you know, she's like, you know, I always ask, well, what do you do for him? And they're like, well, you know, I'll if he wants to. And I'm like, why does he, it always has to be on his terms.
Yeah.
you know, why are you not calling him up at work and go, hey, baby, you know what I'm doing? I really got a wet pussy and it really needs to be licked. Do you know how fast somebody would call in sick? Yeah. I mean, Bobby, really, if your wife called you at work and said, baby, I really have a wet pussy and I need your dick. Or if she called you just vibing herself.
Yeah, that would be one of those times when you'd be like, man, I'm going to use some PTO.
And see?
Like, I got to roll, man.
Family emergency. Family emergency.
Crazy, man. You have to get out of there. You got to get out of there. Yeah, that's crazy.
Or could you imagine if you bought her that Lush too?
Yeah.
And she called you and said it's on, and you're walking around your job, and you can play on your phone. And because that's what's great about the Lush too. You don't even, I can hook up with somebody in London if I want to, or Chile or St. Louis or Jefferson City, doesn't even live in my house.
Yeah.
And you can control it anywhere in the world.
As long as they got the app on their phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So think about that.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a fun game to play, man. That really would. Yeah. Hey, but that's what's up, man. All right. So hey, here we are, man. End of the show. It's been an awesome ride, man. Like, I've learned a lot today, and who knew, man? This has been awesome, man. So I want to thank you again, darling Nikki, for showing love, man. You can tell my listeners where they can find you, where they can check you out, listen to your podcast and everything.
You can find me on Spotify. Let's see here, Apple, iTunes, Anchor, you know, anywhere, Podchaser, anywhere you can find really any of your favorite other podcasts, like Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, it's in Bed with Nikki, and it's NIKKY. You can also listen to me directly on my website at DearNikkiNIKKY.com. On that website, also, there's a confessions tab. You can say hello. You can just even ask me a question. Now, if you message me through my website, I don't answer because I treat it as you don't want to be answered.
Right.
Now, if you want to email me directly, it's Nikki, N-I-K-K-Y, at DearNikki.com. And you can ask Bobby. I say hello. I write back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, use that email, man. That's top tier right there. You get the attention you're looking for. Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, I appreciate you stopping through, man. It's been fun. Hey, like I always say, man, it's been darling Nikki. It's been your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And this has been the Bobby Dollars Show.
Go and try your luck. Test me in again. We let it rain. Please don't start us up. Got that black and white, that yin and yang. Mr. Officer, please don't search us. We don't got a thing.